We're back. How you doing?
Good. It's a good day. It's always a good day when we can chat.
That's right. Let's go. I feel the same. We're locked in, ready to roll. Welcome back to Pod on the Run. I'm Ross Field.
I'm Peter Milardovich.
We're excited to be back. Our last episode focused on the birthday, where we ran 42 kilometers to celebrate our 42nd birthdays. It was awesome. Fun to recap. Thanks to everyone out there who tuned in. This episode, we're going to switch gears and focus on weekend accomplishments within the running community and our own personal running journeys. How does that sound?
Sounds perfect to me. I'm glad to get after it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. What a weekend.
Crazy weekend.
So many standout performances caught me off guard. I didn't really know all that was going on.
Yeah, I'll echo that. I had no idea that so many of our folks were running this weekend in races. I knew they were running, not in races though. And maybe that's just a snapshot of what running is. It's not about bragging about what you're doing, where you've been, but you just go do it and see what happens.
That's right. Big wins, impressive runs, and inspiring moments that caught our attention. Let's start with the man, the myth, the legend, Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank coming out. Apparently ran the Canyons 50K up in the Auburn area this weekend. It looks like he absolutely crushed it, which is no surprise. Frank's a bad, bad man.
Yeah, he's a bad man. I was waiting for you to say that. He battled through this puppy too. There's a great picture that the Bidwell Run Club shared on social media. They caught Frank crossing the finish line with his arms raised. Anytime anybody runs that far and finishes the dang thing, you got to give him some love. Not surprised, though, because Frank goes far.
Frank goes far all the time. I haven't seen the picture. I can picture it, though, knowing Frank. He's such a positive, good dude who just is happy to be out running, doing his thing. So I can absolutely picture him crossing that line, arms in the air, big old grin on his face.
Yeah, so happy for Frank. That wasn't the only great story from Canyons. The 100K... the local legend Logan Ziegenmeyer factored into that by pacing his brother Todd for the final 38.8 miles. Wow.
Yeah, I'm not pacing anybody for 38.8 miles unless it's in a car.
Yeah, Logan is different.
Yeah.
And that's cool to see. His brother Todd. You know Todd.
I do. I had the pleasure of meeting Todd back in the fall at the Monterey Bay Half Marathon. Turns out he was running it, and we finished within, I don't know, a minute or two of each other. And it turns out that throughout the race, we were in the same pack or very near each other. And I had no idea until the end when Logan goes, oh yeah, this is my brother Todd. So great work, Todd. I know this was a PR for him in the race. I don't know how much of a PR, except that it was significant. So good work, Todd. Great work, Logan, out there supporting your bro. And yeah, really cool stuff. Really cool stuff.
What did those boys have to drink when they were growing up?
I don't know, but whatever it is, it gave them lots of endurance.
Yeah, crazy. These guys are next level. So impressive. This is also impressive. Three dudes from the OG Fleet Feet Road Training Program for me, The Form, Peter Hansen, Neil, and Greg participated in the Nail to Rail Half Marathon in Reading. Unbeknownst to us, nobody knew this was going down. Check the Strava app in the morning that day. There's a sweet picture of all three of them. They crushed it and each took first in their age group.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible stuff. Each one of those guys has a really cool story. Pete the Form, we call him that because when he runs, he's what everybody wants to run like. It's effortless. It's athletic. It's fast. The form, the prototype, the archetype, the model, whatever you want to call him, it's all interchangeable. Really incredible stuff. He's training really hard right now for a marathon in June where he's got some pretty lofty goals. I think his goal is to get a Boston qualifier time. And based on this half performance, the BQ is very much in his wheelhouse. So it'll be great to watch him get ready for that over the next few weeks and then go crush Grandma's Marathon, I believe it's called, up in Minnesota where he's from. So keep it up, Pete. Best of luck.
Let's go, Pete. And Neil is 55 years old, runs faster than me.
Runs faster than me.
He switched up his cadence recently. Apparently he's improving, always working on improving.
Yeah.
This was really cool to see. What a savage.
Yeah. Neil is really a point of inspiration for me. Yeah. Like this dude, it just is always pushing to be better. Not only is he changing his cadence, but Neil does all the stuff to be a high level runner. He does all the nutrition, all the cross training, weightlifting, constantly thinking about how can I be better at running? What's the next run going to be? So, Neil, great job, man. Super proud of you. Glad that I get to know you and run with you, and definitely inspired to keep pushing myself as well.
Likewise. He's a guy, it's worth to pick his brain. Definitely. You know, like there's a lot to learn there.
Yeah.
He's experienced a lot and just amazing. And this last one, Greg, what a redemption story. So best. Happy for Greg.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. He trained with us in the winter to get ready for the Bidwell Classic. Didn't quite reach his goal in the Bidwell Classic as far as what he wanted to do in that race, and said, well, I'm not satisfied. Let's get right after it. So the following week, he was right back out training again. I didn't know he had his eye on the nail to the rail, but apparently he did, and reached his goal. All three of these guys, not only did they win their age groups, but they had PRs,
yeah,
which is awesome, right? Because I think anytime you go out and run a race, you hope to get a PR. Some days it's doable, some days it's not. So great work to those three gentlemen, working their tails off and reaping the benefits of that hard work.
Yeah, what a shared experience too. There's a great picture of them posing with their medals, big smiles.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Switching gears to Katie Crane, a local legend. If you don't know about Katie, you should. She crushed the London Marathon, has now finished all the majors. She's a 6-star finisher. Amazing, amazing story. She's a hell of an inspiration.
That's incredible. So I just did a quick search. And as of the end of 2024, there are 17,679 6-star finishers. Let's go ahead and make that 17,680.
Let's
now
go.
That Katie has joined that group. So incredible stuff. And you know, that's such a small percentage of marathoners or runners that have accomplished that. So really, really awesome work and a great accomplishment, I'm sure. What a cool way to see the world.
Yeah.
See all these wonderful places, get a little run in while you're there. So very cool. Definitely lucky to have a 6-star finisher in our local community for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. She gets a really neat medal that features all the cities. Congratulations, Katie. A couple other notes real quick. Maya in the Fleet Feet Trail Half Training Program completed the Hotshot Half in Tahoe, honoring fallen firefighters. Sarah B. Fit ran a half marathon this past weekend, fresh off an ankle injury. She managed to power through. And then, of course, as we alluded to last episode, Matt and Billy completed their 4x4x48 challenge, 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours, totaling 48 miles. Couple studs crushed it.
For real. And, you know, I'm not surprised that they killed it. They are elite runners in this area. I think they would both say that the hardest part was running at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And apparently it wasn't that hard because they did it a couple times.
Yeah, that's true.
Incredible stuff. We both got to join them for a couple of their journeys out there, a couple of those 4 mile routes, and really cool stuff just to chat with them and pick their brains on what are they doing this for? What are they hoping to get out of it? And I think more than anything, it was to prove to themselves that they could do it, and they did it.
They did it. I ran the last leg with Matt and Billy. It was on Easter morning. They celebrated by popping some champagne and then put on some bunny ears and went and posed in the meadow in Upper Bidwell Park. That's a picture that y'all got to see. Pretty funny. Hey, Pete, why do these accomplishments matter to the community?
I think these things show the commitment that the Chico community has to running, the various places that they run and why they're running. Right? Trail running is totally different than running a marathon race, is totally different than doing an endurance challenge. So I think it shows us in Chico the different ways you can run. There's not just, we just go out and run a loop in Bidwell Park, or I run down my street a couple times. But it's going out there and exploring everything that running has to offer, whether it's different terrains, different purposes, different speeds. Why do you think it matters?
It's inspiring. You know, this is kind of the motivation that helps keep us going, is when we see all these accomplishments and we're involved with our friends and watching them perform well. So for me, a lot of it has to do with community, accountability, and camaraderie, and interacting with all of these local legends that are getting it done, and it helps inspire me to get out there and run.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, I'd be remiss if we didn't mention another one of our local runners. Geoff just finished the Boston Marathon.
Oh, yeah.
So congrats, Geoff. Just super impressed and super inspired by you and the rest of these folks that are out there pushing the limits of what they can do in running and inspiring us to push ourselves to do more.
Yeah, it's so true. I'm so glad you brought up Geoff. Big shout out to him. What an amazing performance. There have been so many amazing accomplishments in the area. I wonder what is next. It definitely has me excited to potentially race here in the near future or find some events. Speaking of which, in your running career so far, what are some of your favorite races?
Oh, some of my favorite races. All-time favorite, and you know, this might have some recency bias, is the Monterey Bay Half Marathon. Really enjoyed that run, had a great training block. And then also the course in Monterey, it's just incredible. You run along Monterey Bay, down by some golf courses, great crowds the whole way. Every couple miles, there's a different band playing music. So the energy and the vibes there are, as the kids say, immaculate. So if you get a chance to check that one out, totally worth it. Local bias, definitely like all the races in Chico. Running in Lower Bidwell Park, running in Upper Bidwell Park, it's just an enjoyable thing.
Yes.
Just an enjoyable thing. How about you? What are your favorites?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned Bidwell. I was running through there yesterday. It was so nice listening to the creek, the sun illuminating off all the green in the area right now, the trees, the plants. It was a really peaceful run. We're so lucky to live here. Bidwell Classic, definitely up there for me. I ran a race in December in Roseville. It was my first half marathon. Comes with a hell of a story. I forgot my running shoes. I packed up my gear the night before, put my running shoes by the backpack, grabbed my backpack the morning when I drove down there about an hour and a half to the race site, but forgot my shoes, figured it out about an hour before the race. Luckily, because it was the holidays, there were stores open. Ross was open nearby. I was zipped over there, grabbed the best pair I could find, $20 pair of cheap Reeboks, managed to power through the race. I'm that guy that forgot his running shoes to his first race, but it was still a rewarding experience, and I definitely got a story to tell. So in a way, that's like the best and worst running moment of my running career.
For real. And just a tip, maybe put it in your phone. maybe just throw the shoes in the car the night before if you have to drive.
Yes.
Or just always keep a pair of running shoes in the trunk because you never know when a run might break out.
That's right. That's what Coach Daniel seems to do, our Fleet Feet trail coach. He's on another level. Those are wise words from Pete. Hello, Ross. Big mistake. Hopefully I don't make that one again. So that was kind of a setback as well as a best and worst running moment. Any setbacks for you in your career so far?
I think, I dealt with a little injury about a year and a half ago, some abdominal strain that just kind of lingered for several months. And that was really uncomfortable. I couldn't run hard. I just had to run kind of light. So couldn't push myself like I'd want to, which is definitely a setback. And those things happen with all runners, right? You deal with nagging stuff, whether it's muscle strain, missing toenails, Achilles that don't feel great. So that happens. But my worst race experience came in 2023 at the Clarksburg Half Marathon. It was the second year in a row that I ran it. And I was feeling pretty good for about the first 6.5 miles, get to the turnaround, start heading back. Around mile 9-10, I start feeling just awful. I had drank some electrolytes, some water, had one of those awful goo packets, and just started to feel terrible. And had to take a little break in the bushes to lighten the load a little bit. had to throw up a little bit mid-race. Yeah, that was the first time I'd ever upchucked mid-race. I've had some finishes and emptied the rest of the tank after the finish line, but losing the lunch, or I guess in this case, breakfast, 10 miles into a race was not comfortable. I somehow managed to gut it out and get to the finish line, but I felt absolutely awful. Ross, I hope you never run into that because it's a pretty awful feeling.
Oh, gosh. I feel like I have to run into that because that's when you know you're running hard.
Yeah, right. And growth. right? In growth.
Yeah.
You try to learn something every time you run a race or every time you go out for a run. And I learned that day that throwing up 10 miles into a race is not enjoyable, among other lessons.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting you bring that up, because looking ahead for me, part of the goals I have in future running adventures centers around learning how to dance with the pain a little bit more. I've been thinking about that when I've been trying to push it on long runs. Yesterday I ran 13.1 in the park, and about mile 3 through mile 7 was trying to run, you know, 7:30 mile pace. And it gets, you know, a little tough when you're cruising at that pace for me. And I just want to dance with the pain for a long time.
Yeah. It's this idea of getting comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Nailed it.
Right? Because that's what a lot of running is getting to a place you haven't been to physically and finding a way to maintain that in the face of pain. So good work for pushing through that. 13 miles on a Monday afternoon after work, solo. It's not always an easy task. So I think, you know, right there, you faced a lot of challenges and worked right through them. So good work.
Hey, thanks, man. That means a lot. You know, I've been on this mission to start my weeks with the long run, something I've recently adopted, just to see how my body feels over the course of the rest of the week. I feel like rarely do people go long on a Monday. So I kind of try to switch it up. Luckily, I've got a good Spotify playlist to jam out to, and as well as making some videos, so filming some clips on my run. So I'm not just me and my thoughts the whole time.
Yeah,
that is a battle.
Yeah, sticking with just the thoughts can get to can get kind of dark sometimes. So I'm glad that you have those outlets. The videos are wonderful to watch. If anybody out there hasn't seen them, Instagram Run Ross Run, you'll see some pretty cool videos of Chico and some nice words of wisdom and inspiration from Ross as he's out there working his butt off to get better every day.
Hey, thanks, man. That means a lot. They're really fun to make, and it's super sweet to spotlight this amazing running community. Could you imagine doing like a 300-mile ultramarathon?
No.
The demons you would battle mentally?
No.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I can't wrap my mind around that. Getting to 13 miles, I face enough demons. But I guess that's just preparation for when you go those bigger distances, those longer distances, for running into those challenges and those demons. But you know, you mentioned that you've kind of transitioned your running, your weekly running pattern, if you will, from maybe a longer run at the end of the week to a longer run at the beginning of the week. What led to that? Where did all this start? Like, where did this start at to get to, it's time to try 13 miles on a Monday instead of 13 on a Sunday?
Just to see how my body would react. I want to keep my weekly mileage up. I think I'm on 8 weeks in a row now of at least 40 miles per week.
Holy cow.
Have exceeded 50 a few times.
Wow.
And I just kind of want to maintain that and maybe see if I could grow it a little bit. And I think by going hard on a Monday, it will help me reach that goal of improving my weekly miles. And, you know, we do a Saturday long run with the Fleet Feet Trail training program team. So how would my body react a couple days later to doing another long run?
Yeah.
And it's been surprisingly okay.
Well, I think that's showing the hard work you've put in for weeks and months leading up to this, and also adapting to what you're capable of, right? I bet 6 months ago, you probably weren't going to go out for 13 on a Monday and then another 13 the following Saturday. So good work. That's pretty cool stuff.
Thanks, man. Yeah, adapting. It's crazy how our bodies react to environments that we put them in. We can adapt.
Where did you start before you even got to this point? Like, what started this whole running adventure?
Oh, gosh, what a great question. Back in July of 2023, on Mondays, a couple times, I woke up with just minor chest pain. Wasn't anything significant. I wasn't sick or anything, but I just wasn't in the best of shape. I was overweight, and I got kind of scared and thought, hey, I need to revert back to the athlete I was growing up. And it was time to start moving my body again. And I had a good friend, Jeff, who had been walking. I noticed that it had made a significant change in his health, and I wanted to emulate that. And so I got out moving, but I don't have the patience to walk a ton. like my good friend Jeff, who does 20,000 steps a day. Shout out, Jeff. He's still on it, still doing it. And so walking slowly became running, and it just became about tapping back into the athlete I was and rediscovering that person I was. There was a big void there, and it was time to get after it again. What started your running journey?
Kind of similar in the sense that, you know, was athletic growing up, played a lot of basketball, played a lot of golf, played some baseball, got to be about 32, 33 years old, and was missing that, was missing the competitive side of things. I had also, you know, maybe gotten to a point health-wise that wasn't wonderful, wasn't being as productive of a person as I could be, whether that was job-related, family-related, just was, didn't feel like I was my best self. And I needed something to help me get to be the person that I wanted to be, and that I knew that I was capable of being. So running came up. I have had runners in my circle for a long time. At that point, my wife was doing some running. She's doing some Tough Mudders with our group of friends. And my response when they said, "Hey, we want somebody else to join us," was, "Nope, not for me. I don't do Tough Mudders." And I still don't do Tough Mudders, but I will run. And so I think just seeing the people around me, my good friends, running, feeling good about it, reaping the health benefits from it was inspiring, and the push that I needed. You know, the book I'm reading, what I talk about when I talk about running, the author talks about how you can't make people be runners. They have to want to do it. And so, you know, my friends would say, "Hey, why don't you come run with us?" "Nope, not for me. Don't want to do it." And then finally it clicked one day and I was like, maybe I do want to do this. And it started off running by myself. I think some of that was being a little bashful, didn't want to go run with these people who I thought I had no business running with.
Yeah.
I had no idea at that point how welcoming the running community is, which shame on me for being bashful, but you know, it is what it is. I'm glad I've gotten out of that. And just started going on some short runs, a mile at a time. It took me a while to learn that you don't go out and run as fast as you can, as hard as you can every single time you run. Yeah. So those first few months of running were like 1 mile really hard and then walking home from a mile away because I was so tired from running 1 mile really hard. And you know, the other piece of this too for the running is not just the physical health side of things, but the mental health side of things.
True.
Getting out there, being able to run the energy out, space out, not think about work stuff for a little bit, and just enjoy being outside was a big part of it. And I know talking to a lot of other people in our running circle, our small running circle, our immediate one, and our bigger one, that's absolutely a part of it for a lot of other people as well.
Yeah, so true. It's such a great stress release. And it's also fun to challenge yourself. Not everybody is like, "Yay, let's do cardio." You know, let's go do some cardio. There's a lot of other, I don't know, easier forms of exercise.
Yeah, walking
potentially.
I'm not trying to shame walking, yeah, but walking exactly is an absolutely different experience than running. But it's a wonderful gateway drug to running.
Yeah.
Right. Start out walking, getting that fresh air. But Ross, I'm right with you. I need something that's a little faster pace. I need to be jogging or running for sure.
Yeah, it's fun to push that too and to kind of grow that muscle of, you know, those days when you feel like, "I don't want to go for a run," and you kind of push yourself through that, or those times you feel like you've got something that may be nagging and then you find out afterwards that, "Oh, I'm still okay. That isn't hurting as much anymore." It's just kind of an interesting sort of battle to see if you can continue to stay consistent and to stay disciplined and to keep your foot on the pedal out there. And yeah, agree with you so much on tapping into the community. I was bashful too when I started, but oh my gosh, being a part of the Chico running community has changed my life big time. And these runners continue to inspire new challenges and continue to do amazing things. And it's fun to be a part of it.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the really great benefits of joining up with groups or finding other friends who also like to run is that you learn very quickly that there's lots of ways to run. You know, I was saying I started off just running as hard as I could for 1 mile and having no gas. And then you find out, no, like if you want to run 2 or 3 miles, slow it down,
take your time. And then you get into that and then you start pulling it out. So it's longer, right? You're going 3 miles, 5 miles, 8 miles. And then you join a training program and you learn about speed workouts. Yeah. And interval training, and hill repeats and mile repeats. And there's all these different variations that, you know, I don't think I was even thinking about when I started running.
Yeah, you're so right. Shout out to Coach Noah, who has put us through some epic speed workouts. And we don't have to do speed workouts.
We get to do speed workouts. Yeah, that's I think that's one of the things that running has certainly helped me understand and kind of shift my thinking as far as running and exercise. You know, when we're younger, right? We're 12, 13, 14, 15, we get to go play basketball. This is awesome. We get to go play baseball. We get to go hang out with our friends and play pickup games. And you get to a certain point in life where that doesn't become as frequent as it was.
So true.
When you're younger. Someone says, or a lot of people say, at some point in life, you do something for the last time and you don't realize it's the last time, right? This is the last time I played touch football. This is the last time I played pickup basketball with all my friends. And you don't realize that. And so getting these opportunities to get back out there and discover the joy that comes with just going out and being active, running around like I'm 10 years old again, is certainly something that keeps me coming back, right? It brings back those nostalgic feelings of, you know, be home by the time the street lights come on, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, just the joy, the absolute joy that comes with being physically active in a wonderful place like Chico.
Oh, gosh, couldn't have said it better myself. Running's cool. It's fun to be healthy and active.
Yeah. And, you know, when I was in high school, even in college, like the thought of going and running for fun seemed so far-fetched. And I think that's just a testament to, you know, growing up, developing that prefrontal cortex, and having a better understanding of life and what we want to get out of life and how to get the most out of it.
Yeah, you're so right. And we're discovering more and more about how beneficial it is to your lungs, your heart, cardiovascular exercise. A BYU professor recently did a study, had 6,000 subjects, all different ages, put them through a running regimen and determined that doing cardio 30 minutes a day, at least 5 days a week, helps reduce cellular aging by 9 years, which is significant. And I feel like moving forward, we're going to see a lot more of that, the benefits of cardio on the body and on the health. And who am I kidding? We're already seeing that.
Yep. It's science.
It's totally science. What an episode.
Yeah.
That was fun. Any closing thoughts as we wrap this up?
Just really enjoying having these conversations and hoping that we can carry them on more. I know we've got some ideas in the works for other things we want to talk about related to running and sharing more of the trails and tales from Chico.
Let's go. Running is way more than just miles. Congratulations to all who competed this past weekend and crushed it. We want to tap into some guests. Stay tuned. Plenty to talk about, plenty to focus on. We're going to grow this thing. We think we may have something here. If you have any ideas, any feedback, any shout outs, anything to mention, please do. We'd love for you to contribute. We're all about that here on Pod on the Run.
Nailed it.
Let's go. Catch you on the next one. Peace out.